From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Reed McCollum reading Gray Lensman by Edward E. Smith, Ph.D. Now let's begin with the foreword written by Edward E. Smith, Ph.D. 2,000 million or so years ago, at the time of the coalescence, when the first and second galaxies were passing through each other, and when myriads of planets were coming into existence where only a handful had existed before, two races of beings were already old, so old that each had behind it many millions of years of recorded history. Both were so old that each had perforce become independent of the chance formation of planets upon which to live. Each had, in its own way, gained a measure of control over its environment. The Arisians by power of mind alone, the Adorians by employing both mind and mechanism. The Arisians were indigenous to this, our normal space-time continuum. They had lived in it since the unthinkably remote time of their origin. And the original Arisia was very Earth-like in mass, composition, size, atmosphere, and climate. Thus, all normal space was permeated by Arisian life spores, and thus upon all Earth-like or Tellurian planets, there came into being races of creatures more or less resembling Arisians in the days of their racial youth. None except Tellurians are Homo sapiens, of course. Few can actually be placed in the genus Homo. But many millions of planets are peopled by races distantly recognizable or belonging to the great class of man.